Professor Prelog, before we conclude the interview, I would like to ask you if you have any letters, papers, manuscripts on file. Where are your papers going? Are you collecting, putting together your papers?
Unfortunately, I would say I have too much of that.
Yes.
And it would be very difficult to sort out what is important, what is important, what is not important. It would be just a very difficult task. I think what I shall keep is the correspondence with Kahn, Ingold, and other people contributed to the CIP system.
So where are these papers located? Where do you keep these? Right at the institute?
I have them now here, but I shall then put all these things together and perhaps let it to the archive of, to the library of the Federal Institute of Technology, who do quite a good job collecting correspondence papers of some of the members of the faculty. For example, they will keep all the important correspondence which Ružička left. They have a special place where they keep the correspondence and manuscripts of Thomas Mann, for example, who was also a kind of professor here at the Federal Institute during his last years.
I see.
They have also the correspondence of Carl Gustav Jung, and some other of the important members of the faculty. So I think they do it professionally, I think, and very well. They make indexes of that and so on. But I don't think I have so many letters. Some of them, of course, are more important than the others. But I think it would be a formidable task to more or less to store that and to select them.
Yes, but they will go to the archives of the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology.
No, I think that most of the correspondence I will not keep.
Just what's relevant to your scientific correspondence.
Very relevant.
Right, your scientific.
Because other way. Very soon, even Federal Institute of Technology wouldn't have
will
enough
run
space.
Out of space.
Will run out of space, like they do with patent literature.
Yes, unless they put it on microfilm. Well, Professor Prelog, I would really like to thank you for the interview you gave me, and you have given me so much interesting information about your life and about your relationship with your work and with the other scientists in America, and it has been a great experience, and I'd like to thank you very much.